brothers and sisters. I'm just Joe, no title, a brother in Christ, like you're a brother or sister in Christ. Amen? Amen. And we celebrate Yeshua, Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords, and there is no other master of the universe. Amen? Amen. You know, brothers and sisters, people need to start thinking about the future. Eternal happiness or eternal damnation? Because we're in the last days. No one can dispute that. So we all need to be ready to meet our Maker face to face. Amen? Amen. I'll give you a scenario. There's a guy who lives in an apartment on the first floor. And there's someone who lives in the apartment above him. And the pipes underneath the bathroom of the apartment above him has a leak. And so the guy on the first floor notices that the ceiling is leaking water. But he doesn't do anything about it. And then the ceiling crashes down on top of him. Brothers and sisters, he should have told the landlord that there was a leak. And so, brothers and sisters, if you are here today and you're not living right with the Lord, you're not following the Spirit instead of the flesh, and you need help in a particular area, you need to talk to God about it. You need to ask for help. Amen? Amen. Don't wait for the ceiling to come crashing down. It'll be like Job's children when the ceiling crashed down and killed all of them. It'll be too late. Amen? Amen. So we need to prepare ourselves to meet our Maker. And fear is the message today. If people do not fear God, they will walk all over Him. The Word of God tells us in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. So turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, and we will start reading in verse 23. Turn at my rebuke. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. Because I have called and you have refused, I will stretch out my hand and no one regarded. Because you disdained all my counsel and would have none of my rebuke, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your terror comes. When your terror comes like a storm, and your destruction comes like a whirlwind. When distress and anguish comes upon you, then they will call on me, and I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me. Because they hated knowledge, and they did not choose to fear the Lord. But whoever listens to me will dwell safely, and will be secure without fear of evil. And the Word of God tells us in Philippians chapter 2 to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. And this is true fear and trembling, brothers and sisters. An example is Daniel in chapter 10. One having the likeness of the sons of men touched him. And the Word of God says he trembled. And the Lord said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 22, 12, do not lay your hand on the lad, for now I know you fear God. Brothers and sisters, if we disobey God, He will turn His back on us. We must live up to God's standards. Now turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 18, and we'll start reading verse 5. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter? Says the Lord. Look, as the clay is in the potter's hands, so are you in my hands. O house of Israel, the instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up, to pull down, and to destroy it, if the nation against whom I have spoken against turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster that I thought to bring upon it. And the instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to build and to plant it, if it does evil in my sight, so that it does not obey my voice, then I will relent concerning the good with which I said I would benefit it. Now therefore, speak to the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, behold, I am fashioning a disaster and devising a plan against you. Return now, everyone, from his evil ways, and make your ways and your doing good. So God is appealing to the Israelites to change their evil ways, obey God Almighty, so He doesn't bring this disaster that He's talking about to their land. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, The Lord instructs the Israelites to have a feast of the tabernacle once a year for 7 days. And they shall dwell in booths for those 7 days, all that are native Israelites. And the word of God goes on to tell them that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. Then he reminds them he is the Lord their God. And the word of God says, it shall be a statute forever. But brothers and sisters, I am told that most of the believers of Yeshua in Israel right now do not sleep in those tents that they're supposed to be sleeping in. They eat feast for 7 days in those tents, but they don't sleep in there. And they are supposed to sleep in there because God Almighty said they have to do this forever. Remember, if you disobey God, God will turn his back on you. Not everybody will be saved, for calamity is coming to the land that God gave them. But the ones who listen will be saved. Amen? Amen. The message is clear. People are playing Russian roulette, waiting for the end to come. Don't wait until the last minute. It will be too late to correct the mistakes you have made. Get right. God can take you at any time, or Jesus could come for his church, or you could get hit with a bomb. Like in Noah's day, people were eating and drinking and giving into marriage until the flood came. They could not get into the ark because God is the one who shut the door. That's what the word of God says, and it is true and faithful. It does not lie. And that's what's going to happen, brothers and sisters. The setting up of the abomination of desolation happens after we are taken up to heaven, having a feast of the marriage ceremony. And the feast is after the marriage of the Lamb. The wife or bride of Christ is the church. The marriage is the eternal union of the church with Christ following the rapture. Amen? Amen. And so let us all continue carrying the cross given to us by taking Christ as our master, our teacher, our example. Believe his doctrine and obey him, and we will all be with our Lord and Savior someday for eternity. Amen? Amen.